Hello, Polytopians. Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and today I'm joined by eSpark, and it is a pleasure having you on today, eSpark.
Hello! Thanks for having me. Let's talk about a new secret tribe.
Ooh! Yes. Yeah, mystery tribe, eh? Well, yeah, folks, we're not going to tell you what tribe it is till we start talking about it. So I guess cue the end of the intro music and start of the episode. So, what is the mystery tribe? I don't know. I'm sparkling with anticipation here, crackling. <I think.
laughs> You can just feel the energy. It's so electric.
Yes, yeah, really. I this anticipation has got me in a sort of primeval mood almost. So, folks, I know we've had 16 tribes for a long time. And, you know, the last couple ones have been more and more varied. And some of them are positively downright alien, like the Polaris. And the Cymanti are of the square, but definitely not a normal sort of tribe by any means. But now we're going to look at maybe a bit more of a normal tribe. A tribe that, in fact, has been in the game since darn near day one. I don't remember if runes were introduced with the very first iteration of the game or not, but
yeah, I mean, the lore about the ancients has been popping around for a long time, and I guess you could say they've been in the game because ruins are, the yes. Lore says, is from the ancients, but I think still people were very surprised when they actually said that the ancients were the new tribe, because we were like, wait a minute, well, who's the electricity tribe? It's like, no, that's the ancients. Well, who's the new tribe? The ancients. Wait, what? It was like still, people couldn't wrap their head around it.
Yeah, a lot of whiplash. You know, I'm with you. I kind of figured they would just be extinct at this point. Because again, the lore said the runes were like the runes of the ancients. You just sort of, I don't know, I assumed they were like former cities or outposts and stuff. And you just kind of look at the runes and assume, well, all the people who live there are now bones, and it turns out that totally isn't the case. In fact, they have very much so vibrant and alive. Like, I'm with you. This is a bit crazy.
Yeah. Well, and people have been speculating, like, fans have been asking about a lightning tribe. I mean, the number one request is for a fire tribe, but people have been asking for a lightning tribe for a while, and it was back in that Q&A session that Zoithris did with Midjiwon. Hmm. It was back in October of 2022. And Midjiwon first said something about, I'm playing around with electricity. He said his new tribe has, I don't know, we can put it in the liner notes or something. But he was playing around with some kind of electricity weapon and that it's an ancient power or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I think I've read this a couple of different times on the Reddit. I don't know if it's from the same person or not, but probably the number one thing that comes to mind is the lightning cannon suggestion, which, if I remember correctly from when I read it, was like a persist replacement, which it seemed a bit OP at the time. The description I read from some random Redditor was like a catapult replacement, but only with 2 range instead of 3 range, but it has a persist from a distance at a 3 or 4 attack, and it was pretty insane. Like, I get the idea of chain lightning, but my, that would be what do you think about ranged units with persist?
The chain lightning attack is the number one fan theory. We don't have any of this confirmed, by the way. We don't know, but the number one thing fans say is they expect some type of chain lightning attack, like you said, that will mimic the persist, like a lightning bolt that like maybe would do a group damage or even like an area of effect, a splash damage, like you see the, what are those, the Cymanti catapults?
Yes, yeah, that's a different sort of play to go for entirely. I know, and I haven't thought about that, but that's a good point. They could totally go the splash damage route instead, especially because so many people are up for it. I mean, makes sense why the only one I'd heard so far was the lightning cannon persisting, because I didn't realize that was the number one leading idea. Makes sense why that's the only one I've heard of. But man, the
Yeah, people were
splash
really
damage.
excited to see some type of chain lightning or like lightning splash damage.
Yeah, and that and. If I saw correctly, Midgey put out like a video or some sort of promo with a picture of the revamped tribe thing. They had dinosaurs with
Yes. Well, I
them.
think yeah, that's been confirmed. There was an official trick teaser. It was a picture. It was put
Oh.
out December. Oh yeah, the day after Christmas, December 26, 2022. There was an official trailer teaser, not a trailer. It's a picture, and it shows a dinosaur, and it shows the ancients, and the club is like kind of a blue, glowy blue, and they're wearing turbans,
Yes. And
like
was it
very
like a red
tall,
deer? Yeah.
not like Luxador turbans, like really tall.
Like Babylonian style.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of it. Maybe disregard my statement. I don't know. But big turbans, tall turbans, definitely.
Well, I think so because the old version of the ancients have a tall turban, but they also had like a long beard thing that they said
Ah,
was like
yes.
ceremonial beard, but they don't have these new ancients don't have a beard anymore, but the old ones had the turban and the beard.
Yeah, they're always updating those designs. Well, yeah, we'll see. I guess the getting rid of the beard makes sense. They don't really either they include with a helmet or they don't include at all. I don't think I've seen a Polytopian with hair besides the
No.
Illyrian.
No. But the dinosaurs are very
Very cool looking.
interesting to me. I see a Polytopian riding a dinosaur. That'll be fun.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and that gives me high hopes for what the special unit can be. I want to have a T-Rex in Polytopia. No, I like the bugs, but I will happily settle for electric dinosaurs. Oh my God, that's it. In the water, I want sharks with lasers, electric lasers on their heads.
Could they do with a special dinosaur troop? Like, I don't know, like the combination of electricity and dinosaurs, or could the dinosaurs just be something on their own?
Maybe like a mix of it. I mean, you could go one angle where they're like, maybe the ancients mastered some old forms of magic and like they're good at electricity, but also the dinosaurs are this beast making thing they have, and like they could have other beasts they have or something, and that could be their tie-in for their super unit. I don't know. That's a good
Oh,
question.
yeah, so
Cymatii had some of that.
let's think about a super unit because we know
Yes.
they have to have something special, right? It can't be a giant. Each one of the
Yes, yeah.
special tribes have a unique super unit. So what could it be, a giant dinosaur?
Yeah. No, I'm still voting T-Rex with a laser cannon on its
But think what they
head.
did with the last one, right? With the centipede, how it eats things.
Oh,
Like,
yes, yeah. They could do something, I wonder if they'd even want to go that direction. There was a lot of contestation about it, but it was a really fun mechanic. I wonder if. I don't know. So we've already got a ranged super unit in the form of the dragon with splash damage. What if they gave it super strong range to tie into this electricity thing, but no splash damage?
yeah, I don't know. I would love to see a pterodactyl, but you know what? That's too much like the dragon. It's not unique enough, but I would love to see more flying
I mean,
unit. What if they had like a flying pterodactyl unit? That would be cool. But no,
that
I
would
think
be that's
it's
still
too much like a dragon. It's not gonna work.
no. Polytopia Rodan can totally exist. The flyer of the mountains. Oh, yeah, that's a good point though. They could do some flyers. We know flying is going to exist beyond dragons. Faichi exists, so. I think the sky's the limit at this point. Why hoard that particular ability away to just two tribes?
But yeah, I think a T-Rex with like a laser cannon would be makes the most sense, but
Hmm.
I don't know. And then the other thing, right? So the thing that I see a lot is talking about the ruins. How are the ancients, because they have to have something with the ruins because they're like from the ruins. So maybe they can
Right.
make cities out of ruins or something.
So that was what I was thinking too. I'm assuming that's the most obvious thought, or maybe they have some enhancement. Maybe they get a better or different slate of rewards from the cities, or maybe they can choose from a randomized selection of the rewards when they go to the ruins. Obviously, just seeing where they are isn't on their own. It's not going to be enough. First off, that's Illyrian special ability, and you're not going to take that from them. So that's out. So yeah, maybe some level of actual choice in what they can do from it. Or yes, like you're saying, it could be a way to create a city. But then, I mean, the big problem is a lot of the times you have ruin spawning next to a village, which means like I almost wonder if maybe they could if they get ruins within their borders, instead of claiming them, if they can use it as a structure that gives them income or something, or it could be renovated into a big boost in population or some sort of economic boost or something.
Well, people have asked a long time, just not just with the ancients, but like just in the game, to have the option to pick what reward they get from a ruin. So I think it might be a big fan pleaser if the ancients were able to go to a ruin and pick, or I mean, I don't know, maybe that would be too OP because you'd probably pick 10 stars every time.
I mean, yes and no, but I'm with you that I was just talking that not a minute or two ago. I think that's probably, if we're both coming to the same idea independently, and it seems like that's probably something that's come up elsewhere. I think there's a chance that that could be it, though. I mean, it's a pretty good ability, and you counter it again by like saying you. So there's, say, I don't know off the top of my head. Maybe there's 8 or 9 total options of outcomes you get out of the ruins, and it randomizes 4 of them, and you can choose from the 4,
Yeah.
but it's randomized every time.
Right. But you could maybe veto, like, I don't want fishing. I don't want what, and then it would narrow what you get.
Right. Or at least be like, maybe it's as simple as you don't get to choose the tech, but you choose tech, or you can choose money, or you can choose sword, or you can choose explore, and that's the 4 you got randomized this time. Or maybe fewer options if there's less total options. Again, I'm off the top of my head, I feel like there's a lot less than 8 now. So if maybe there's 6 total options and you have a choice of 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah.
But still, I'm with you. I think that'd be more fun and really unique.
The other thing I was thinking about with this tribe, because we've seen it in Cymanti, is a boost.
Yeah.
So, what if there was a way for like, I don't know if it would be the shaman or the, whatever,
Right.
to give them an electric boost, because we've seen that already. And it makes sense. Like, if you're going to charge something, right, you're going to plug something into an electrical socket and it's going to get charged. And then maybe it would, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of how they put it in a lore sense to make it fun, but also make sense. So I know Midgey wants to keep it fantasy, medievalish, not we're not going
Right,
for
right,
modern
right, right.
stuff. And yeah, but I guess you could do it, and you just go something easy like, oh, I don't know, maybe some units, like maybe certain ships in the navy are enchanted ships, and then you can, yeah, like you said, charge them up with electrical magic power, and then they're enchanted to move faster. That's the same as just charging them with regular electricity, and they maybe move an extra tile per turn till they get in combat or something. Maybe it functions similar but with different perks. Oh.
And how would they get the electricity? Like, it could either come from lightning from the sky, right? What if they had some type of storm, like lightning storm power, and then you could charge up from that?
Ooh,
I
let's
don't
tie
know.
that into the ruins. Maybe you can only build these special lightning towers at the site of ruins, and that's their upgrade instead of choosing.
Yeah.
You can restore them.
Right.
Huh. That'd be a fun way. And then maybe that's you make your electric units, but they'd only be built. Oh, I don't know. I guess that's weird because there's not a single place in the game where you get a unit besides a sword out of ruins in the game otherwise.
Yeah. No, again, I'm just thinking more the direction with the last tribe, like with the shamans giving a boost and the centipedes, you know, eating and getting larger. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was a unit that could give some type of electrical boost, you know, or if there was some type of super unit that could, I don't know, cause a lightning storm or something like that. That would be really cool.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of potential, and at the end of the day, it's all just speculation at the moment. I mean, I'm certainly curious, but I mean, I think at the moment we just know they have electricity, they have turbines, and they have dinosaurs, and they'll exist soon.
We know the only thing we officially know is. This is a quote. Some say the ancients weren't actually wiped out that day on the plains of Razul, but went into hiding to plot their revenge.
Yes.
They are the official proto-tribe that the other tribes descended from. And I think Zoithra said the ancients are definitely bad guys.
Yeah. And so far, gameplay-wise, is all we know is they have electricity. They have dinosaurs and they have turbines.
They have, yeah, exactly. And I think the only other thing we know about the lore is that the ruins belong to the ancients. Like all of the ruins that we see on the map are from the original ancients. So there's some type of lore connection with the ruins. I don't know how it's going to play out, though.
Yeah, man, that really does wait to be seen. But, you know, hey, we're going to find out sooner or later. I guarantee that much. But yeah, it's got a lot of potential. I don't know. I'm just excited to find out how it's gonna work out. It's gonna be interesting. Like you said, last time we get a unit that eats units to make new segments for a potentially replenishing health pool, and then before that we got the first super unit that could both fly and do massive range damage and also introduce splash damage, and then. Well, not really much point in talking about Aquarian, but Polaris has all the awesome freeze abilities. So yeah, you know, I wonder. Obviously, we got some chain lightning, maybe electricity being a boost. I think so. Obviously, last boost was both attack and speed, but it was very limited in my opinion. The attack buff was stronger too. I wonder if electricity would make more sense to be focused more on speed, but really you only have speed. Attack, defense, even range power is going to be based on your attack. So, I mean, I wonder, you know, a boost makes sense, but what do they focus on with this what boost if, to make it different?
Well, we saw the boost for speed, but an electric charge could definitely give someone speed. That would fit. But again, they already did that with Cymancy, so...
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and they've got the attack boost already, and that leaves you with what? Defense, maybe health boosted temporarily doesn't seem fair. So you go with maybe a defense speed boost instead of an offense speed boost? I don't know.
Ooh, you know, that's really interesting, a defense. You know, because, like, if you touch someone who has an electric charge, you're going to get zapped. So
yeah. Oh, what if they stun enemies? So it's like getting frozen... But on attack, they get that one hit, like a taser. Yeah.
Like a taser.
Listening, Midgeon, we're just saying, we're throwing out free ideas here.
You know what? That would totally fit because, again, you see the freeze ability in Polaris. So
yes.
You could definitely see a taser that stuns a unit. That would be, again, it would almost be too much like Polaris, but almost. I could see it.
Yeah, I guess it really comes down to how they design the special units, right?
Yeah. But that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely one to keep percolating around in the old brain. Well, don't know about you, but I think right now we're just gonna have to wait and see what's coming up for for
the ancients. And there's no official release date. It's not in beta. They seem to be. They've recently released skins, right, for Imo, Chinchi, and Luxador.
Oh yes, yep. Yeah, we'll probably get the other three skins, or sorry, four skins before the next batch. Is it three or four? Sorry, it's three, because they're doing four sets of three, right, for a total of 12. And that
yeah,
one,
I don't know. We'll,
something.
We'll see. But yeah, I also heard some official word that, as usual, Midgey wants to take in his time with the Ancients, so we don't have any kind of timeline for when the Ancients are even going to get to beta. But they'll be there eventually.
Yeah. I wouldn't stress it. Maybe we'll get another balance patch in the meantime.
Yeah.
Well, I think that probably wraps up today's episode, folks. Anyways, it's been a pleasure having you on, Eastpark, and, well, it's good to be back and, doing something different than all the Tribe episodes again. I'm hoping you guys enjoy the change of pace we're tuning on in, and, well, folks, until next time, we'll see you.